Okay, so my second painting today is it's actually a very large painting. It's 50 by 60 centimeters on wood panel. And I choose wood panel a lot because you can treat it pretty harshly, and it puts up with it. It can take a lot. And I love the surface. You can really kind of scrape and scratch and all sorts of things. So the image is of a fairly barren, hostile, bleak mountaintop. It is predominantly white. The photograph isn't a great quality. It looks off white, but it is actually white. The way I created this initially was with texture paste. So it's almost like a relief, as in sculpture. I used texture paste to sculpt out. There are clouds in the sky, cloud shapes, and the ridges themselves coming down from the summit are very, very thick raised areas to create texture. I then went over the entire surface with white primer, allowed that to dry, and then all I used to finish the whole thing was black acrylic, and I applied it with my fingers. And I literally kind of felt my way along all the ridges and tried to, I suppose, get a feel, a sense for where the contours of the landscape, I suppose, is what I'm trying to describe. And the areas along the ridges that look like scratches. In fact, it's simply the effect of because that surface was so textured, the black acrylic simply misses some parts of it, so it remains white and gives you that effect. And it's a painting that's part of a series that I've been working on called Resilience. And all of these paintings depict, I suppose, geological processes like weathering and glacial drift and that sort of thing. But it's also about trauma and grief and surviving. I suppose it's all wrapped up in there. And for me, this painting, it's almost showing the bare bones of the rock, of the mountain top. What do I want to say about it? Yes, it was meant to be bleak. It was meant to be sort of untouchable, inaccessible. But at the same time, I wanted it to be solid, something that's strong and aged. There's enough about that. Title-wise, I've mentioned bare bones because I think there is something almost skeletal about those ridges. So bare-boned would be one title, and sculpted, I think, would be my other title because it was quite literally sculpted.